Hi, everybody. I'm here again at a Minpro's Joe Pagliano Yankee Stadium suite event with Yankees pitcher, World Series champion, Jeff Nelson. First, what makes Minpro's so special, working with Joe at these events?
You know, he does such a great job of giving back in the charities that he works with. Today, Mariano Rivera is going to be here. Anytime that, he's such a great guy and he does such great things that you run a extend, I guess, or try to open up your schedule and do anything for him. And he's just such a great guy, and he does such great things for the community.
And I think the last time we were here together with Gene Stickmichael.
Right.
Recently he passed this week. What was your interaction with Gene and here at the Yankees?
Yeah, one, I'll miss him during Old Timers Day because he was the one that made all the all the lineups and telling me, okay, you're going to pitch here, you're going to pitch here. And, he was instrumental in me coming over here for the trade with Tino Martinez in Seattle.
Okay.
It was always fun listening to him and Luke Pinella talk about how they acquired both Tino and I. You're going to miss that. It was a real shock to hear the news that he passed away.
Mm-hmm.
But just seeing him in Old Timers Day, seeing him around at the stadium and just knowing what he did as a manager, a GM here, how he constructed this organization and really had a lot to do with the mid-90s of why the Yankees won and who he drafted and who he brought up. I mean, this guy was one of the smartest baseball minds in all of baseball.
And who he didn't trade.
Right, exactly. I remember, when I was coming over from the Mariners, I know the Mariners were asking for Andy Pettit, they were asking for Mariano Rivera. I know at one time they wanted to try to ship out Jorge Posada, and he was absolutely not. And I think Rivera was one of those unknown commodities back then, because he started in the minors in 95. He came up just a little bit when I was in Seattle, when we played New York in the playoffs, the first division series. I think Seattle was one of those teams, okay, we want Mo. Okay, if you want Tino and Nelson, we got to have at least Mariano or Pettit, and there was like no way. I mean, we want those two guys, but we'll give you Hitchcock and Davis. And somehow the Mariners bid on it, and it happened. But you're right. I mean, the guys that he didn't trade were very instrumental. I mean, I don't know where the Yankees would be if Rivera wasn't here.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the Yankees are known for honoring their own in Monument Park. Do you think it's time for Gene Michael to get a plaque out there at least?
Well, it's a shame that it had to happen when he passed away, because it always seems that, okay, guys go in the Hall of Fame after they've gone, long gone. I think he deserves it, especially the construction, like I just mentioned, of some of the Yankee teams back in the mid-90s, what he's done as a manager, a GM, very instrumental in some of the history that the Yankees have now. So, absolutely.
Yeah. So, let's go Derek Jeter.
Yeah.
Just bought the Marlins.
Right.
You do some pregame, postgame for the Marlins.
Yeah.
Have you seen him around the facility? What's the buzz?
Well, the buzz is really strong because they're really happy that, I talked to Don Mattingly quite a bit because I see him up a lot.
Mm-hmm.
The players are really excited. They have a new ownership group. Not that Jeffrey Luria didn't do a great job, but it's just they have another baseball mind. I mean, Derek's won 5 World Series. He's been in the World Series more than just 5 times. But he brings a presence, a Yankee presence, the history that the Yankees bring. He's learned from Mr. Steinmeier, he's learned from Joe Torre. This is going to be a new experience for him, but I know the players down there are excited about it. Don Mann is excited about it. I think the community is excited about it as far as, hey, we're not that far away. They offensively they're great.
Yeah.
Their bullpen's decent. Their starting rotation needs a lot of help.
Yeah,
unfortunately, Jose Fernandez, who passed away last year in a tragic accident,
that
really hurt him a lot. But, this deal's not going to be final until sometime in October. I have been knocking on his door to try to get a better job with him, but it's going to be interesting. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Now, speaking of trade deadlines and acquisitions and stuff, the Yankees acquired Garcia and Gray. How do you grade that? Give it a grade.
I Jaime Garcia is funny because Minnesota thought they were out of it. Next thing you know, they get rid of Garcia and they're right back in it.
Yeah.
Garcia's a guy, I don't know where he's going to fit in when it comes time to the playoffs. I don't see him as one of their starters. Sonny Gray is one of those guys that, unfortunately, the last couple of years he's had injury problems.
Yeah.
But he's been really good for the Yankees, but they just don't score for him.
I know.
I mean, he'll give up 2 runs and throw 7 innings and lose 2-1.
Right.
And you just don't get any kind of run support. And it's always interesting to me that, a lot of top-of-the-line pitchers will go out, and if they're not throwing up zeros, they're going to wind up losing 1-0 because for some reason their teams just don't score for him. But I really like that. If you look at his playoff run when he was with Oakland, he pitched 2 games in a division series, and he's not overwhelmed at all in those situations, and you love that about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's why I think if the Yankees can get past, I would love to see them get to the, you know, win the division, because I think it works out better for them, because I think their starting rotation, their pitching staff is a lot better than I think any American League team, even though Cleveland is really hot.
Yeah.
That one game playoff, even though I love the wild card, it scares you because anything can happen.
Yeah. Now, what does that do with not getting a lot of run support? What does that do for a pitcher's psyche?
It's tough. I don't know how they do it. You know, I played with Felix Hernandez out in Seattle, and he was kind of the same way. You know, he would have to shut out teams in order to get wins.
Right.
You know, it's tough because you go out there knowing that, hey, I've got to throw up a zero every inning or I probably will not get a win. You can't, I guess, go out there and think that. You just have to keep continuing to do your job, and he does his job. Sonny Gray does a great job. You know, just not scoring. It's one of those things, and you know what? You can hang your hat that you've done a great job. You just don't have that W next year, Dave.
Right. Now, the Yankees are, I think, two and a half back, Red Sox. Do you think they win the AL East, and do you think they win the World Series?
Oh, you know, they're three games back because Boston won.
They won late last night.
Yeah, they won last night.
Yeah.
It's, you got 15, 16 games left. The last four games that the Red Sox play are against Houston. Houston's going to wind up playing the Red Sox in the playoffs, their first round, because the wild card team is going to play Cleveland. Cleveland's going to have the best record.
Yeah.
If I'm the Red Sox, even with the Indians, you're not showing your hand when you're going to see this team in the first division, in the first series. So those last four games are almost a wash for both teams.
Right.
It's going to be tough, I think, for the Yankees to win. They're three games behind. They have 15 games to go. They don't play the Red Sox at all. They're playing great baseball in September, but Boston seems to somehow keep winning games as well. And the only thing they can do is win and hope and to watch the scoreboard to see if Boston somehow loses. I think it's going to be tough. You know, I'm not going to say no, they can't win it, because anything can happen, but it makes it tough with only 2 weeks left.
All right, I think that. Oh, and then what do you think? Just my last question here. Hurricane Harvey. What do you think that will it have an impact on the Houston Astros moving forward? Because they've been just about, I looked, 500 since the hurricane hit.
You know, they haven't been playing great baseball in the second half.
Right.
Now they got Verlander. You know, they won. You know, they had a couple players who are disgruntled about not making a move in July. They did go out and put Verlander. They're going to get Keiko. They have Keiko healthy. They have McCullers that's healthy now. They offensively, they're really strong. I think it's one of those motivation factors that, hey, you know what, we're going to do it for our city. And just like the Yankees, when I played them back in 01 for 9/11, it's like, hey, you know, well, we can do the same thing in Seattle and play for the country. But it seemed like everybody wrapped themselves around New York. And I think Houston will wrap themselves around the Astros. And I think they'll wind up, anytime there's like a motivation factor, you always have to watch out and be aware of those teams. So I don't think it's going to affect them at all. Matching numbers like two games for them to win the division.
Yeah.
So it's pretty easy for them, and then they can start setting up their rotation for the playoffs.
Cool. All right, well, that was some baseball analytics. Danielle McCartan with Jeff Nelson, and thank you, and thanks for doing this with Joe yet again.
You're welcome.
Thanks.